Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Chad Moutre, Chief Economist for the National Association of Manufacturers, NAM.org. Great work that he does there with a very important organization, the manufacturing sector. Of course, that's a huge part of our economy, the manufacturers. And Chad, I'm glad to see that manufacturing is coming back to America. There are a lot of different things that are causing that. The resurgence of America becoming energy independent. Manufacturers are able to build sites closer to the energy now. That's making them redo the math on whether taking things overseas. Those kinds of things, right? And manufacturing is resurging in America, isn't it?
We're seeing increased foreign direct investment. We're just seeing increased investment overall, right? You put your nail on the head there, certainly, with energy. A lot of that is in chemicals. The chemical sector is really booming because of where natural gas prices are. We've simply seen that over the last 5-6 years.
Right.
There's a lot of investment in the chemical space. A lot of investment in the auto space, as you know, as well, especially from foreign automakers. And I think, you know, the key thing here is that, as manufacturing has changed, it's also become much more competitive. And the U.S. is being looked at in ways that it wasn't before.
Right.
Tax reform helps that conversation, to be honest, because a lot of cash was parked abroad that wasn't ever going to come back pre-tax reform, and you're starting to see some signs that that's being repatriated back. And so that's encouraging, and hopefully we can continue to hit the right buttons policy-wise to keep that moving.
And, folks, remember, NAM.org, National Association of Manufacturers, NAM.org is where you can find his economic report. I encourage you, folks, it's plain English. Even I can understand it. So you'll get some great insights into what's going on. It'll help you understand some of what your big customers are doing. And also, MFG.org, is that the Manufacturing Day website?
It's MFG Day.
Okay, MFGday.com. That's folks, they're doing this around the country to encourage people to take a look, young people to take another look at manufacturing as a career. I want to talk about trade as we wrap up our visit, Chad. Just as I look across the landscape, I see 80 years of bad trade deals potentially being rectified, being fixed, so that it's not as negative, not as as upside down for America. I see President Trump working on these things. I see the strength of the dollar, the strength of our economy. You report weakening in other economies around the globe. Bill Brandt was here yesterday. He said the global economy is not as strong as our economy. Won't those kinds of scenarios accrue to us at these trade negotiation tables, Chad? And isn't that a good thing if we can get these things reconciled? What do you think?
But we forget that the U.S. market is a huge market that everyone wants to do business with. And so definitely the fact that the U.S. is doing so well means that other countries want to trade with us, and they want to be part of that overall deal so they can increase access to the U.S. market. And that certainly is leverage for us when we're trying to have greater access to their market.
And including China. I mean, I think even China has got some exposure there. And I had an economist, Guy Sermon, the French economist. He was on the show a couple of weeks ago, and he said that Europe and America are a lot closer than people think on negotiating these trade deals.
We were definitely encouraged by the Mexican deal, and we're hopeful that deals can be reached soon with both Europe, as you mentioned, as well as Canada, to bring them back into the overall NAFTA conversation.
Right.
You saw that the president signed a deal yesterday with South Korea. So,
yep.
Definitely some progress and encouraging signs.
You told us the manufacturers were giving the president some latitude. Are they still doing that on negotiations?
I think that there's a recognition that, especially when it comes to trade with China, that they haven't practiced fairly for a long time, and the president's trying to rectify that.
Yeah.
So, I think that they definitely are seeing where that plays out. At the same time, I think there's also recognition that, that tariffs are not helpful, right?
Right.
We don't know about the trade war, right? And the sooner this can get wrapped up, the better. We've been asking for that for a long time, certainly since January.
Exactly. Let's get this done. One thing I try to remind people about, though, Chad, if we can get the trade deals the way that would be beneficial to everybody, not just to the other side, but for both of us, think about what the global economy could do on the other side of those kinds of things, where we're all working a lot more together. I think we can see the global economy like we've never seen before. Hey, Chad, good job today. Keep up the good work at NAM and come back soon.
Thank you.
Chad Moutre, ladies and gentlemen. We're really proud of what he's doing over there at NAM. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.